This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
A Russian missile strike seriously damaged a key energy facility in Ukraine's capital region, the country's power system operator said. The Kyiv region's governor said the strike did not kill or wound anyone. The local electricity transmission company said repair crews were working to restore power, but warned residents about possible outages. And the deputy head of the Ukrainian president's office urged Kyiv area residents and people in three neighboring regions to reduce their energy consumption during evening hours of peak demand. The first Russian soldiers to take part in a new joint force with Belarusian troops have arrived in Belarus. That's what Belarus's defense ministry said on Saturday. The ministry said, quote, "The first convoys of Russian servicemen from the regional force group have arrived here," and added that their mission was exclusively to strengthen the protection and defense of the border. Images from the ministry showed soldiers being welcomed by women wearing traditional costumes. The deployment raised fears that Belarusian troops could join Russian forces in their offensive in Ukraine. The latest intelligence update from the UK Defense Ministry said contingents of mobilized Russian reservists have been deployed to Ukraine over the last 2 weeks. Their average level of personal equipment is almost certainly in the already poor provision of previously deployed troops. That's what the report's saying. Many reservists are likely required to purchase their own body armor. Endemic corruption and poor logistics remain one of the underlying causes of Russia's poor performance in Ukraine, the update concluded. For more stories we're covering, please visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News, and here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. Britain's new finance minister warns of looming tax hikes as he admits to mistakes made in a disastrous budget that could yet cost Prime Minister Liz Truss her job. Iranians take to the streets again over the death of Mahsa Amini as the protest movement sparked by outrage over her killing enters a fifth week. Rescuers search for the last miner thought to be trapped underground at a coal mine in northern Turkey, where a methane blast a day earlier killed at least 41 people. The gunman, believed to have killed five people in North Carolina in America's latest mass shooting, is a 15-year-old boy. He's in critical condition after being shot by police. Competing criminal gangs in Haiti have turned to sexual assault as a way to terrorize Haitians and consolidate territorial control. That's what a UN report says. As China's leaders gather for a crucial party congress, the country is expected on Tuesday to announce some of its weakest quarterly growth figures since 2020. Its economy hobbled by COVID-19 restrictions and a real estate crisis. And a spokesman for China's ruling Communist Party said Saturday that China's COVID-19 measures are the best, most cost-effective, and will continue to improve. Quote, "We firmly believe that the light is ahead and perseverance is victory," Sun Yali told a news conference in Beijing ahead of the party's 20th Congress. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan is a candidate for 7 of 8 National Assembly seats up for grabs in a key by-election Sunday, a vote he says is a referendum on his popularity. And Pakistan's finance minister promises international lenders to stay true to economic reforms, despite a new estimate that the country needs more than $16 billion to recover from devastating floods. Elon Musk says his company SpaceX will not be able to pay for the Starlink satellite internet in Ukraine indefinitely, while the U.S. military confirmed it was communicating with the billionaire's company about funding for the key network. And K-pop mega band BTS reunites to throw a free concert in Busan to support South Korea's bid to host the World Expo, 4 months after the musicians announced they were taking a break. For more on these and other stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.